You're listening to the KHSU Magazine. I'm Danielle Orr. Max Strom is one of the most authentic master yoga and well-being teachers of our times. He is the author of A Life Worth Breathing and There Is No App for Happiness. He speaks and teaches globally. His interdisciplinary method, Inner Axis, is an innovative method that incorporates well-being exercises, breath work, and breath-based yoga movement for all levels, which generates personal health and growth. You can find his TED Talks easily online, as well as many articles and interviews. And Max Strom will be here in Arcata. He will be teaching workshops at Tosha Yoga in the Creamery District. And I have worked personally with Max Strom and can attest to the transformative environment of his kindness, his yoga expertise, and breath work. So take a deep breath, relax, and let's have a chat with Max Strom. Hi, Max.
Hello, Danielle. It's good to speak with you.
Would you care to share how you yourself came to yoga and breath work in your own life?
Yes, it's a little bit of a zigzag road, but the first introduction I had to breathing exercises was from an excellent Qigong teacher when I lived in Santa Cruz in the early and mid-70s. And then it was a decade later that I found Hatha Yoga when I was in Los Angeles, and really realized that it was the missing link for me. That, you know, before that I had studied comparative religion, spiritual studies of all kinds, but until I brought the body into the practice, things didn't change as fast or as meaningfully as I like. And once I brought my body along, particularly with the breath work, there was great emotional and psychological change that had great impact on my personal life and my well-being.
I'm really excited for your workshops that are coming right up here in Arcata at Tosha Yoga. Can you say a little bit about what people can expect? And do you have to be really a great yogi to attend?
No, I'll tell you what to expect. The way I teach, I really like it that if someone, let's say, has no experience with yoga, no experience with breathing, but has read somewhere or heard a talk somewhere that learning to breathe or breathing patterns can help them with their anxiety, with their depression, or with sleep dysfunction, feel free to come to these workshops, because if you're 80 years old and limping, you're going to be safe and you'll be just fine. Not because it's totally not athletic, but because I teach multi-levels. So, for example, someone right next, let's say, your grandmother came in, and I would say for her, do the level one variations, and for you, do the level two or three variations. And so you can practice side by side and have a totally different experience, both completely safe. And people know me for someone who really looks after beginners, because I love beginners. I don't want beginners to feel overwhelmed or intimidated. I want them to feel at home, like they finally arrived home for the first time. So the breathing and the movement sessions, as I said, multi-levels, and then some of the workshops I give are mainly lecture-based, where I also encourage people to write. I'll ask questions. They can answer the questions, write them down, journaling. And these workshops provoke people to ask themselves questions that, you know, you might not have asked for a long time, and maybe not ever. And I learned a long time ago that the higher quality questions we ask ourselves, the higher quality answers we get. It really can be life-changing. It seems so simple that it seems impossible until you do it.
Well, and I really love that about your teaching. You know, you can be a super yogi, and you will feel as worked out as a level one person. You're so amazing how you contain the room and work with the whole room. It's really one of your great geniuses.
Thank you so much, Daniel. That means a lot to me.
I've been privileged to be in a room, and I know it's true. Would you offer a few words about your own motivation to teach yoga and breath work to people? You're traveling globally now, and
Yeah, I used to teach in Los Angeles for 10 years and had my own center down there. But around that time, I started getting invited to lots of other cities in the United States to come in as a guest and also to other countries. And after a time, I decided I really want to focus my time on teaching, lecturing, writing, my own practice rather than running a center. So I sold the center and started becoming a full-time guest speaker and teacher. So my motivation is what it did for me at first, how incredible it was, how much better I felt all the time, how much better I slept, how I felt during the day, how I reacted to people who were behaving badly. All that changed, and so I felt like I had struck gold. And so that motivated me at first to teach in a very modest way. But then once I saw that through my teaching, other people had a similar and as meaningful experience, I realized that I had stumbled onto my gift as a teacher and a speaker. And now the reason I do it is because I can help others have a real impact, because so many of us now in our society are really suffering from anxiety and depression and sleep dysfunction. It's at a plague level, really.
And, you know, doing breath work and body-based movement really can help you later on in the day to go to sleep. It seems like, you know, you don't have to do it right before bed. It's just a global well-being in your own body, right?
That's right. I mean, if someone wanted to start really, really simply, I would say to do a short series, 15-minute series before bed. But if you practice a longer series, hour, hour and a half, anytime during the day, it'll still help you sleep better at night.
You're going to be down in the Bay Area and then coming to Arcata and then up to Oregon. So that's a nice West Coast tour. But you are traveling all over the world. Where will you be going after Oregon?
That's a really good question. After Oregon, I think I go back down to Los Angeles. And then after that, I go to Europe for about 3 months. I'll be teaching London and throughout Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, places like that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners while we have you on the line?
Yes. Interestingly, I've been invited more and more to speak to businesses and corporate groups, groups of CEOs or executives, and that's been going exceedingly well. And then they're surprisingly responsive to what I'm doing, because the way I deliver it is in a language that everybody can understand, rather than holding on to traditional Sanskrit terms and things like that. I find, you know, whether you, Daniel, call me Max or Mike, you are going to have the same conversation. So I find that words can really be triggers for people. You know, if you use a Sanskrit words with this group or Arabic words with this group, it can really slow down or impede learning. So I speak in a language, not only the, you know, English, but in a languaging that people can really understand. And once they understand it and accept it, then their learning accelerates. And so I'm hopeful about this, because to me, the corporate world is really where the speed of change can occur in the world right now. I mean, they're really the ones with power, as you can see, more than the governments. And there are a lot of really fine people running corporations, and there are also some others that aren't so fine. So I'm doing what I can to influence the influencers.
Mm-hmm. Must be very interesting. Well, we're very much looking forward to your visit here in Arcata just coming up.
Thank you. I love Arcata. I'm looking forward to coming back. As you know, I lived in Oregon for a time, and that part of the country is very dear to me.
Well, we're going to be honored to have you. So thanks for taking time today on the telephone, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Daniel. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Max.